Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In Time Out for Music today, we present famous Bulgarian violinist Elmira Darvarova, who is reviving valuable forgotten works of classical music. An interesting concert is forthcoming in Hall 6 of the National Palace of Culture in Sofia this evening. Three world-famous Bulgarian women who have dedicated their life to music meet for the second time within a project entitled New York, Stockholm, Sofia. The premiere was in Stockholm last year, and the title indicates the cities in which the performers live, and at the same time it hints at the diversity of styles and eras presented by the three of them. And they are Elmira Darvarova on the violin, based in New York City, Antonina Boneva piano from Sofia, and soprano Vjara Trendafilova, also known as Vjara Trenda, based in Stockholm. Days before their concert in Sofia, Elmira Darvarova received the Golden Pen, a prestigious Bulgarian award in the field of culture. And this is just one of the reasons for meeting her. Before you listen to the interview of Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezovska with the famous violinist, we offer you some music. Spring in Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla, Elmira Darvarova is on the violin, Octavio Brunetti on the piano. Thank you. Violinist Umiro Drvagov visited Radio Bulgaria's offices at the end of last week to talk to us about her career.
От началото на годината една вихрушка от калейдоскопични събития, в която съм
From the beginning of this year, it has been a real whirlwind of events in which I lose myself, she says. I don't even know in which city I wake up. In January, I released the CD recorded with Japanese pianist Shoko Inoue in Canada, where she lives. Along with the Sonata for Violin and Piano by Cesar Franck and the Spring Sonata by Beethoven, we also included Romances of Clara Schumann. I have a weakness for women composers, so I'm happy that I was able to resurrect, so to say, also a work of Amanda Meyer. She was Swedish and an associate of Brahms. The sonata that I will perform along with Antonina Boneva was first brought to the audience in Stockholm. It had not been performed for more than 100 years, and it is my great joy to present it in Sofia. Earlier this year, Umiro Drvagova continues, I participated in a project in New York called Scheherazade. Musicians of the most elite orchestras in the United States were invited, and I was concertmaster. The idea of this project is that just as Scheherazade herself managed to delay and ultimately prevent violence, in the very same way, this can be achieved today through dialogue and diplomacy. The concert was held at Carnegie Hall, and I was the protagonist with solos from Rimsky-Korsakov's work of the same name and other works. I also have a common CD and a concert program with Aman and Ayan Ali Khan. These are two brothers who are, so to say, superstars. They are the seventh generation of Indian classical musicians who play the sarod. This is a 19-stringed instrument. We weave elements of various traditions into which we were born. Their thesis is that there is a common DNA between the Eastern and Western music, which has not been destroyed in the past centuries by the strict rules of Western Baroque, Classicism and other genres. Another is their idea that representatives of different traditions, nationalities, sex, religion can be combined to show the beauty of music and the fact that it can all unite all differences. We recorded this project in India in March. The CD will accompany us on a world tour, which will include concerts over the next 3 years in major musical centers around the globe, she says. And here is another musical performance on today's music show, a recording of Romance No. 3 of Clara Schumann. It's performed by Elmira Drvagova on the violin and Shoko Inoue on the piano. Thank you. And we keep talking to Elmira Darvarova, who is telling us more about her creative plans for this year.
Гордея с това, че съм една от тези, които възкресяват музиката на такива забравени композитори, които са толкова много.
I'm proud that I'm among the artists who resurrect works of talented composers, which have sunk into oblivion for one reason or another. The latest issue of the British magazine Gramophone has just been out, where on the first page an article has been published about the CD that I recorded with the Vienna Radio Orchestra. It's violin concerto by Vernon Duke, also known as Vladimir Dukelsky. This again is a kind of resurrected music. Russian Dukelsky changed his name at the suggestion of George Gershwin. He became famous for his musicals written for Broadway and Hollywood, and he also has instrumental works, among which is his violin concerto written 75 years ago for Yaha Heifetz. The great violinist, however, refused to pay the commission. The concerto was not recorded then and has for decades remained in the archives. I made the first recording of this work. The music is wonderful, very reminiscent of the style of Prokofiev, with whom Dukelsky was a close friend. And actually, this concert changed my life. I gave up my career as a concertmaster after the widow of Vernon Duke turned to me with a proposal to record the work. She has been keeping this course for years, seeking a soloist that would correspond to her idea. And then I decided to devote myself entirely to concert and recording activity. This happened about 6 years ago, and since then I have recorded 6 CDs, including this one. It was released at the end of 2014, and now critics are beginning to notice it. Currently, I'm in negotiations on its presentation and already have plans to perform it with some of the greatest orchestras in the world. These are the future plans for 2015 of Bulgarian famous violinist Elmira Darvarova. And here is another performance, the last one in today's Time Out for Music, a fragment from Concerto by Vernon Duke.
Thank you.